right, boys, way to go, way to go. Here we go, talking NHL hockey, CBC legend here, Don Cherry. Way to go, here we go, boys. I hate European players. They're a bunch of sissies. And let me tell you something, women shouldn't be allowed at hockey games. I write, I said it first. Stop looking at me like that, Don. Stop looking at me like that. Anyway, with me here today, way to go, boys, way to go. We got better than Bobby Orr right here. Sebastian, the Columbus Blue Jackets fan. How you doing, Sebastian?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Wow, my throat's just bad after that, but yeah. So this is not Coach's Corner with Don Cherry. This is Benchwarmers Redemption. And how you doing, Sebastian?
Doing well.
Doing well.
Two times.
I was surprised that you knew who Don Cherry was.
Yeah, I know who Don Cherry is.
I'm surprised because, like, I grew up in Michigan. So we got CBC because we're not that – because I was in a Detroit suburb. We're not that far from Canada, so we could get the Hockey Night in Canada. So I knew who Don Cherry was, and I've seen all the classic videos. Like, he went on this rant about how women shouldn't be allowed at hockey games. He goes on about how great Bobby Orr is. He constantly makes these vaguely kind of racist insults about European hockey players, especially Russians. So he's a legend.
Right.
How do you know? Is he big, like, not on?
I've just heard of him before. I've seen him commentate some games. So
that is interesting.
NHL Network Saturday Night Hockey.
Oh yeah, because they do the simulcast, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really do. You remember the Hockey Night in Canada theme?
Yeah, isn't it? Oh, the theme. I don't know. Not the theme.
Oh god, the theme is a classic. Dun 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 dun. It's like
you should move to Canada.
I know, it's a classic.
You love Canada more than our own country, right here.
Yes, yes.
You're a true American.
You know, Matt Trudeau is also part Canadian, right?
Yeah.
It even sounds a bit like Trudeau, their prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to be talking first about the NFL, unless you have any objections.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
So what?
Get to it.
So you want Hugh Jackson out of Cleveland. You guys lost Chargers in London. Oh, wait, this is the wrong week.
We lost to Tampa in overtime this week.
You guys lost to Tampa in overtime, another overtime loss.
Number four.
I will say this. I don't think you guys are that bad this year. You're 2-4-1. I could see you guys winning maybe 6 games this year.
Have you seen our schedule coming up?
You're fighting everybody tough, though. Like, you've been in every game.
Look at our next 2 games.
Well, let's look at the schedule. Let's
just look at it. And then you tell me we're going to win 6 games out there looking at our schedule.
Okay, you got the Steelers. You tied them, so that's not so bad. Then you got the Chiefs. Like, I keep saying that the Chiefs are eventually going to fall. Falcons. Bengals are starting to fall off. Texans, you never know. Panthers, they're the same. You know, Broncos. Broncos aren't very good. And Bengals again. And then the Ravens. There's nothing, you know?
I honestly would not be surprised if we lost if Hugh's still in charge, we honestly could lose every single one of those games. Because Hugh's an idiot. He's an idiot. I just had it with him. If he's still the head coach by the end of this season, going into next season, Browns fans should boycott. Boycott games until this man is gone. He's a sorry coach. He's a sorry human who's soft, which is the definition of our team right now. We're soft. It's just ridiculous. He's still here.
Do you agree with them getting rid of Carlos Hyde?
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but that's not Hugh's call. That's John Dorsey telling Hugh, you're playing my guys, because Hugh plays Carlos Hyde way too much. He gives him the ball a bunch, or Todd Haley does, I guess, because he's the play caller. But still, I mean, and then you saw what he said in his press conference. I'm thinking about taking play calling back from Todd Haley. I can't do it anymore. I just can't.
So you're
I can't. I can't do it anymore.
You're done watching the Browns this year? Are you done?
Not done this year. But next year,
so
if he's still in charge next year, we'll have the same conversation.
You're still hanging on even last year after the 0-16 year. But this year is getting too much?
It's ridiculous how he's still in charge. It's insane. He's the worst head coach in not even in NFL history, in sports history. Whether it's the major sports league levels, college, high school, amateur ball. He's the worst than any one of them. He's the worst coach ever to step foot on this planet. So he's horrible. It's a disgrace that he's still in charge. I cannot stand the guy. I speak for Cleveland on all of Cleveland and all of this. If Hugh Jackson, the worst part about Hugh Jackson is he blames everyone else when things go wrong. He's like, oh, the play calling is not good enough. My players need to step it up. It's like, they're not the problem, you idiot. You're the problem. And when he's like, I'm going to take play calling, how's your play calling done the last two seasons? You won one game in 2 years for crying out loud. And now, oh, I need to take back play calling. Offense is my specialty. It's
quarterback whisper.
It's ridiculous. Quarterback it's ridiculous. Whisper. I've had enough of him. He needs to go. I might start a GoFundMe. Donate on my GoFundMe. Get Hugh Jackson out of town. I can't stand the guy. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
That's all I gotta say.
All right. So I won't prod you about Hugh Jackson because that seems like a delicate subject for you. But are you still? I know you were very on the fence about Mayfield when they won the game. You felt a little bit better his first game out. How do you feel now? Do you think where do you see? Do you think there's hope for him? Or is it too early to tell?
There's hope for him, but Hugh might contaminate him.
So
if Hugh's still in charge, he could easily contaminate. So if Hugh takes play calling from Todd Haley, he will contaminate Baker Mayfield. He will ruin the one good quarterback we've ever had.
Take out Hugh Jackson. Put somebody in you like, whoever you want. You think
Mayfield?
Do you think Mayfield can flourish?
I think he could flourish under you and me.
Okay. All right.
I think he can flourish under both of us. He can flourish under Matt. He can flourish under anyone except Hugh Jackson. That's it.
I'll just tell them to pretend that they're the Kansas football team.
I'd rather have Will Beatty than Hugh Jackson. I'd rather have anyone than Hugh Jackson. Anyone, seriously. Worst head coach in sports history. No one worse than him. You know Bill Belichick. In order for Bill Belichick to have the same winning percentage as Hugh Jackson, he has to lose 1,070 games in a row, which accounts for 66 NFL seasons. Just even at the same win percentage as Hugh Jackson. It's beyond absurd he's still in charge. Mm-hmm. And it's an indictment on our owner that he's dirt cheap and he won't write off the check it takes to just get rid of Hugh because he's the idiot that paid Hugh Jackson 5 years, $25 million in the first place. Like I said,
I think you're too harsh on him. I do. He's won you two games this year. You know, they don't talk about the three wins. You don't talk about the three wins, do you? You're just talking about the 37 losses, you know? You don't talk about those. You just talk about the losses. Mr. Negative
He's
over here.
336-1. He's 335-1. I'm sorry. I apologize to the audience. He is 335-1 as a head coach. Good Lord. I can't do it anymore.
Well,
the day Hugh Jackson gets fired, I'm going to celebrate more than when the Cavaliers won an NBA championship. That's how bad he is. I'd rather have Ryan as a head coach. I'd rather have my dog coach the Browns than Hugh Jackson. Any human being out there is a better coach than Hugh Jackson. He's the reason we lost this game. He's the reason this season is now officially ruined, and he's the reason why we are where we are right now. He's a bum. Get out of Cleveland now.
So you don't like him? Okay. Want to move on, or do you have anything more to say about Hugh Jackson?
Let's move on.
All right. Let's get into some positivity here. That was pretty negative.
Enough
Lions
of you.
A Lions fan.
Congratulations.
Let's talk about the
Lions. You
want
to trade Matt Patricia for Hugh?
Let's talk about the Lions first.
Hey, you love Hugh so much. Why don't you make that deal with me?
All right.
How about Jim Bob Cooter for Hugh?
Jim Bob Cooter is a great offensive mind. I've had faith in Jim Bob Cooter. I have faith in that man.
Okay.
I've always had faith. I never once got upset about his play calling. But let's talk about the Lions. Best game I've seen from them this year. Here's something you don't see. 248 yards rushing as a team.
Yeah.
They only had 217 yards passing from Matthew Stafford. I can't even remember the last time the Lions had more rushing yards than passing yards, and it was a good thing because the rushing game, running game dominated. Like I've been saying, you've heard me all along, Kerryon Johnson needs to be the starter. Look at his stats. 19 carries, 158 yards. He broke a 24-yarder and like a 70-yarder that was almost for a touchdown. He also, you can also throw in 21 yards receiving. He is my early candidate. I'm pushing for him for Rookie of the Year if he keeps this up. I think he's more than earned his spot as the starter for the Detroit Lions.
Rookie of the Year is a little bit too much.
Okay, so wait, you got Saquon Barkley.
Baker Mayfield is not Rookie of the Year.
Okay. You don't think you're riding Mayfield Rookie of the Year?
He's been the best rookie so far on offense.
Better than Saquon Barkley on offense?
Yeah. Okay. Look at the Giants. They're 1-6. Or 1-5. Going to be 1-6 tonight.
You're blaming that on Saquon Barkley? No. Who does he have to work with?
I understand that, but he's not been a top five running back this year.
What are Mayfield's stats as a quarterback?
I mean, they're average. He's won two games for us under the worst head coach in sports history. The fact that he's not contaminated already automatically deserves Rookie of the Year.
All right. I'm riding the Kerryon Johnson bandwagon here.
I like Kerryon, don't get me wrong, but to say Rookie of the Year, that's a little bit of a stretch.
But anyway, so we'll wait a little bit for Rookie of the Year discussions. But he got in LeGarrette Blount, who I was riding because I figured he can't only run up the middle for a yard or two a carry. He had himself a not too bad game. 10 carries, 50 yards, and a touchdown. The running game looks – this is the best I've seen the offense in a while. They picked up 3 touchdowns. We won 32-21 of the Dolphins. They pretty much handled the Dolphins' offense. Osweiler was doing Osweiler's mediocre. The running game didn't really do much. I'm feeling once again, this could go right back to where it was the next game, and they could go right back to being crap. But this is what I like to see from the Lions. Stafford can relax. He doesn't have to do so much. He doesn't have to pull a Greg Jennings and put the team on his back, though. I'm feeling good. Like I said, it's 3-3. Like the Lions can rip my heart out the next week. But this is what I want to see. I want to see the running game be effective. I want to see Kerryon Johnson taking the majority of carries, but LeGarrette Blount also being useful. And the defense pretty much was handling them most of the game. Like this as a Lions fan, this is exactly what you want, and I can't complain at all because this is them at what they need to be. Any comments?
We'll see. I mean, they're playing better for sure. I still believe they will be last place in that division. Not because of the fact that you're bad. It's the fact that I think the other three teams in your division are very good.
I kind of disagree. Because okay. I'm not saying who you think will be last,
Chicago?
I don't know, but first, I know we haven't won a division title since 1993. I don't even think you were born, right?
Nope.
I was in diapers when they won the division. I was like 4 months old when they won their division, so it's been a long time, needless to say. So maybe I'm not going to say they have a shot at winning the division, but that division isn't as solid as I once thought. We're seeing the cracks starting to show with the Bears. Rodgers is basically, I mean, McCarthy could give Hugh Jackson a run for his money.
No, he could not. Don't, if you want me to walk out this door soon.
Okay.
Don't you dare compare Mike McCarthy to
Mike
Hugh
McCarthy
Jackson.
Is a terrible coach.
He's
riding.
Nowhere near Hugh Jackson.
Okay, Mike McCarthy.
Nowhere near.
Mike McCarthy is a bad coach.
Okay. You can, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but.
He has been riding Aaron Rodgers' coattails for years. Aaron Rodgers, once again, putting the team on his back. The team, he's even getting frustrated, I believe. I think he can tell he's getting pissed off with Mike McCarthy's play calls. I think this is the year where he's not going to be able to do enough to get that team over the hump. Bears, you never know. Vikings, I don't even look that good to me. We got a shot at this thing. We've beaten the Packers already. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mason Crosby. we still have to play. I think we got a shot at beating the Vikings. We beat them last year. Bears, I mean, we've beaten Bears 9 of the last 10 times. So I really think we have a shot. Once again, the Lions could do something stupid and go back to same old Lions form. But this is a very positive game that I really can't find a lot to complain about.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I think they're doing better, but at the same time, I think that's still, if you had to ask me who's still going to win that division, and we'll get on later in this game, but I think Chicago. I'm still on the Chicago train. I know they lost two games in a row. They played really well against the Patriots. They just had a couple special teams breakdowns that ended up costing them. It's really the bottom line. Okay. So, yeah.
All right, looking at the schedule. Do you
the
have
Titans?
Titans. You want to start with that game? Or do you want to talk about that barn burner on Thursday night, Broncos-Cardinals?
Oh,
because that was such a great game. And those are two teams that you know are really going places.
Yeah.
Want to just skip that one?
Josh Rosen continues to be the bum I thought he would be. Good for Denver actually getting a win, breaking the four-game win streak. All right, next.
All right. London game. Once again, I wish Matt was here because I'm not sure if he's still on the Mike Vrabel train.
By the way, that Monday night game we didn't get to talk about last week, Aaron Rodgers, what a clutch comeback.
Yeah, which once again, because he's having to make up for McCarthy's decisions, mm-hmm. they should have killed the Niners because the Niners suck.
Right.
I mean, okay, we lost to them, but at least we had to play with, they had Garoppolo. They don't, I mean, what was it, Beat Hard?
Bethard.
I call him Beat Hard.
Beat Hard.
So, yeah.
Man,
so,
I'm sure you guys want that one. Yeah, we want that one back.
And we lost to Sam Darnold, though, and that's understandable because Sam Darnold's a legit
quarterback.
Great quarterback. But anyway, Chargers game in London. 2019 over the Titans. Titans have now lost three in a row. Let's look at the box score.
Did you watch that game?
No, I didn't have a chance.
Titans obviously tied it. They chose to go for two.
Yeah, I remember reading about that. Yeah,
I love that. I love the call going for two. I could not have hated the play call more on what the play was. A little slant. When Derrick Henry was running up the middle, what was Derrick Henry's stats? Because he had
It was Deion Lewis. Derrick Henry only had 33 yards rushing. Deion Lewis.
On how many
90,
carries, though?
12. It was Deion Lewis that had 13 rushes, 91 yards.
Okay. So, bottom line is they were running the ball down their throats.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more telling me they couldn't? And the first play, they did a pass play, and then they got lucky. They got bailed out by a penalty. So, now they were on the one, and they still chose the pass. It did not like it one bit. I think Matt LaFleur deserves to be criticized today for that play call. I think you run it up the middle. Me personally, with Derrick Henry, the bell cow. But, I mean, he's big and huge, and you draft him in the second round. Do what he does best and play up to his strengths. That's what I would have done. Definitely not that. Definitely not what LaFleur drew up there. Absolutely not that.
And now Titans are lost three in a row, and now they've just dropped from the tie from the first place, and it's now the Houston Texans. And Chargers are now 5-2. You know what? They played in London. The way I see it, they might be the London Chargers pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because,
well, they're stuck in that lease, though. They're stuck in L.A. till 2040.
Oh, 2040, wow.
Yep, they signed a 20-year lease.
I thought, well, what about like the attendance numbers are atrocious? I mean, wouldn't that like
be? Well, it doesn't matter. They signed a lease to be in L.A. till 2040. They have to be in L.A. till 2040 regardless of attendance.
They can't back out.
They cannot back out.
So there could be like literally nobody in the stands for like the next 20 years.
Yeah, they're stuck there. Once you sign the lease, you're stuck.
Damn.
They signed it till 2040. They cannot leave till 2040 at the earliest.
And it's, you know, once again, I've been beating this dead horse, but it's so depressing because the Chargers are 5-2. Philip Rivers is showing that he's still got it. Melvin Gordon, he didn't even play.
Melvin Gordon was out. Austin Eckler.
Gordon get hurt?
Decent game. Yeah, he had a hamstring issue. Okay. Eckler was all right. It was mainly the passing game, though. Tyrell Williams had another great game. Yep. Mike Williams had a nice touchdown. Keenan Allen continues to be very good for them.
This is a solid team.
They're a very good team.
Nick Bosa on defense. I mean, they're 5-2. And once again, my heart goes out. I don't – Spanos put Dean Spanos put himself into this situation because he's a vile sack of excrement for screwing over that city, San Diego. But I feel for the team because the players deserve better. They're playing their butts off. They're a solid team, and nobody's coming to see them. They probably had more fans in London than right. probably what they have back home. And I hope that, like I said, my dream of watching them win a division title so they host a playoff game. And
they would like win. They might win any other division except the AFC yeah. West. That'll be the 5 seed, most likely, if you had to ask me. I mean, they could do it, but it's going to be hard, man.
All right. And the next game, Patriots-Bears. Anything to say about that?
The bottom line is the Bears should have won that game. They let that one get away from them.
That was the Hail Mary that was like a yard short, right?
Yeah. Yep. Two special teams breakdowns, Cordarrelle Patterson returning that to the house, and then a block punt, Kyle Van Noy returning that to the house. So, yeah, offense played really well. Defense was not good, but not bad. And the special teams let them down. Again, that's 2 weeks in a row special teams has let them down.
And you know who led the Patriots in receiving? Josh
Gordon.
Yeah, I was about to leave you a pretty blunt hint, you know. Did you get that joke? Blunt?
Oh, jeez. That's not nice.
Legalize Gordon, that's what I say. Legalize Gordon. But, yeah, Bears are now 3-3. Brady got 3 touchdowns. Do you think that the Bears defense can hold?
Yep. I think they're still going to win that division.
They can still win the division.
Yep, I do.
I think
they will beat the New York Jets.
I think
coming up
the NFC
week.
North could possibly be what the Jags division is. That the AFC South?
Yep.
AFC South was last year, where you could get 3 possible teams.
Well, I mean the AFC. Well, you knew the Colts and the Texans.
Yeah,
really
the Texans when they had Deshaun Watson the Deshaun Watson injury. Yeah. Or even like the NFC South last year, where he had the Panthers, Saints, and Falcons.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, he could get 3 teams out of that.
It'll be interesting to see, for sure, what happens. But I think the Bears are going to pull it out. They got a pretty easy schedule coming up.
Now, there's another game I want to talk about. Before I say anything about this game, I'm just going to say, it's not funny!
It's very funny.
Derek Anderson, it's not funny, comes back. He was, I believe before this, he was a few years Cam Newton's backup?
Yeah.
And then he was with the Cardinals. That's when he made his famous, it's not funny.
I think he was with
conference.
The Cardinals.
Yeah, that's when
the
2010.
Panthers last year.
Yeah, it was Panthers for a while. Before that, it was the Cardinals.
The Cardinals, yeah.
And then he was your boy, coach. I remember that it was 7 years. I was kind of like riding on the Browns bandwagon for a while because I'm like, you know, that'd be cool. This kind of guy out of Oregon State was never that big, comes in, has a decent season in 07. You remember that kind of year you were like 10-6?
Still missed the playoffs.
And it was like, yeah, no, maybe things go happen. The next year it just completely fell apart. Yeah. But, yeah, Derek Anderson comes back. Oof, 170 yards passing, 3 interceptions, no touchdown passes.
Hey, it's not that – it's not funny.
It's not funny. Not laughing.
Yeah.
So, man, ugly game. Just 37-5.
Yeah, the
Bills. They burnt out after the playoff. I don't think it's going to be a while before they get back.
I mean, they got a good roster. It's just that, their defense is.
McCoy's
just,
out, right?
Yeah, their offense is just. Their defense had a rough one, obviously. And that'll happen for every team. When you have Peterman and Derek Anderson as your quarterbacks, what do you expect?
It's not funny. I see you laughing, and
I'm
just
not laughing
you,
at
it's
all.
It's not funny.
I'm not laughing at all. It's not funny.
Yeah. You remember, it was a while ago. He got into an argument with somebody on Twitter who was a Browns fan. And like Derek Anderson was like posting on Twitter, like, sometimes I don't know why I do things. And then a Browns fan wrote, like, what? Like, throw through triple coverage? And then he just got pissed off at the guy. And he goes, well, why would you say that? He's like, you don't know anything about football. He goes, oh, I see you're a Buckeyes fan. Congratulations on that loss to, I don't know, this is like 2011. So, like, the year you guys went like 6-7 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. The good times, man. It is funny.
It's very funny.
Vikings Jets. So
yeah, the Jets defense got torched by the Vikings offense. Latavius Murray, maybe he should.
I picked him up on my fantasy team.
Yeah, I have him on one of my fantasy teams as well. He ran all over that Jets defense. Adam Thielen with another 100-yard receiving game. Vikings did what they were supposed to do.
Yep, so, 4-2 yeah. And 1. Sam Darnold, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. But you know what? You know what? The man's legit.
He just had a rough one. Every quarterback's had
a rushing touchdown. He had a rushing touchdown.
Every quarterback's going to have a rough game, man.
Yeah, exactly.
So, he'll be fine. I'm not worried about him.
Yeah, why are we even talking about his struggles? Yeah. He's obviously going to be great.
I know.
Not like that bum Baker Mayfield, am I right?
He's not a bum anymore. Unlike Josh Rosen, though.
Okay, yeah. And what about Josh Allen? He's not even playing.
Yeah.
Derek Anderson is much better player, much better quarterback.
Eh, I don't know about that.
Hey, it's not funny, man. It's just not funny. All right, Panthers, Eagles.
What a game that was.
Down 17 to nothing, right? Eagles were up 17 to nothing. What a game that was. And then they blew it. Yeah, 21 points.
Yeah, Eagles are a mess. I think we just got to put it as it is. They're 3-4. They are a mess right now. Carolina, great comeback win. Shows the fight they have with that group of guys. Cam Newton, great clutch drive. Bigger stories, Philadelphia stinks. Carson Wentz, on a third down and two, I was watching the film of it. He had this check down to Wendell Smallwood, which really gave him the first down and goal.
Smallwood.
And
who is he friends with? Daniel Woodhead?
Yeah. And then he threw it into triple coverage with Zach Ertz in the end zone. And fourth down, obviously, he fumbled it. Good night, game over. But, I mean, great win for Carolina. Philadelphia, man.
Philadelphia's in trouble.
Yeah.
But then again, that division isn't all that good. I mean, the Giants suck. You got the Cowboys who are at the exact same record. And what the Redskins are, what, 4-2?
I think Washington, we'll get to them later, but they're sitting pretty right now. So, see what happens. I'm not a believer in the Eagles. I think they will be missing the playoffs this season. I really do believe that. I think they'll finish third.
Should they have
in
gone,
that division?
So, do you see that Nick Foles could come back as a starter, or do you think it's going to be riding Carson?
No, absolutely. No. Nick Foles is nowhere near Carson Wentz. Nick Foles is nowhere near Carson. Carson Wentz is literally better than him in any possible skill. Any possible way, I take Carson Wentz over Nick Foles. So, yeah. Nah.
All right.
Let's just eliminate that talk.
All right.
I
had to bring it up. Just had to think of a talking point. Don't take it so personal.
I'll take it personal. Okay. I'm sure some Eagles fans would.
Texans, Jags.
If that was Hugh Jackson, yeah. I'd take it personal.
Texans, Jags. Jags win their fourth game in a row. They are now alone atop the division. Jaguars have now, after a 2-0 start, have now lost 4 of their last 5, if my math is correct. They benched Blake Bortles, which is about time. How do you bench greatness? How do you bench greatness? That man is a god. Okay, so he had 61 yards passing. He was 6 of 12. You know, come on. So what?
Hey, former Brown.
Former
Cody
Brown.
Kessler.
Cody Kessler.
My
comes
guy
in.
Right there.
Cody Kessler. Was he from Stanford or is that Hogan?
USC. Hogan Stanford.
Stanford. You guys have like so many like carousel of like backup quarterbacks who fill in. But yeah, the Jags are in trouble. Marone basically said like everybody's on notice now.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's basically panic button time for them. I'll give credit to the Texans after that 0-3 start. I was basically ready to write them off.
I think I did write them off. Stupid me, should have kept my pick, preseason pick. If there's room, I'll jump back on.
Yeah, yeah, about that.
So yeah,
and
they're
it's interesting.
Really well.
Why do you think they're playing well? Because I'm looking at Deshaun Watson's numbers. There's nothing really impressive. He only had 139 yards passing.
Well, how many did he have rushing?
Just 13.
Well, I mean, Lamar Miller did run the ball down their throats last week. I think a lot of it's Watson. I do believe in Deshaun Watson. I think he's going to be a very good quarterback. I think their defense is proven to be.
I forget, is J.J. Watt healthy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And J.J. Watt, Clowney, he was hurt. I think he was back. I know he was hurt earlier this season.
Those two guys get injured so many times, I always forget.
Yeah. Whitney Mercilus is another key guy on that defense. He'd start for almost every team in the NFL, but he doesn't with Houston, which is kind of funny, I guess. I mean, sometimes they'll have him play that linebacker role, but in the end, Houston's going to – they're a force. I think they're the best team in that division. And I think they're going to come out on top. Jacksonville's a mess. They don't have a quarterback. And Tennessee, Tony Dungy best described it on Sunday Night Football. Tennessee's just a dump truck. That's what they are.
Yeah. You can't trust Mariota. I agree. I was a little bit hesitant, but I think the Texans are going to win that division now. I mean, you can't expect Cody Kessler to lead your team. I mean, your defense hasn't been all that hot either.
Hey, what about the Colts? They just won 37-5 over a guy who doesn't think that's that funny.
It's not funny, man. It is not funny. So I see you laughing, and I'm just like, it's not funny.
So, I mean, something's got to give.
Something's got to give. All right, we'll go to the local game. Justin Tucker, first ever time, misses an extra point. 24-3 Saints. Thoughts on the game?
Thank you, New Orleans, for keeping our season alive is one, for that huge miss. Thank you, Tucker, for keeping our season alive with that miss. New Orleans played well. They came back in the fourth quarter. Baltimore allowed a second-half touchdown for the first time this season, believe it or not. Michael Thomas, obviously, with that late reception, Drew Brees doing Drew Brees things. And I don't know. I mean, Tucker, great drive led by Flacco there. Saints with horrible coverage on that touchdown play. Horrible. Marshawn Lattimore, my guy, was just caught in no man's land. And then Tucker just shanked it. But, hey, I have no mercy for Ravens fans.
Nope. I'm glad they lost.
I'm glad they lost, too. Disgusting. Nauseating, as in Stephen A. says, the disgusting, nauseating fan base.
Yeah, terrible.
But the Ravens are. So I hope they lose again and again and again. I can't stand Ravens fans.
Me neither.
It's disgusting. The Ratbirds.
Yeah, awful people.
They are very awful people.
But just like Ray Lewis says, I didn't see nothing.
Oh, jeez. Don't even get me started on that.
That man is a good human being. Don't you say anything bad about Ray Lewis.
Oh, man. We'll have that discussion on another day.
Just like Ray Lewis. We'll discard that discussion just like Ray Lewis discarded that bloody T-shirt.
Yep. Just like he discarded everything.
Okay. Rams, 7-0.
Yeah, they did what they expected to do. Best team beat probably the worst team, so nothing much to describe here. Rams just continue to do great. 49ers Gurley continue to 49er, I guess.
Yeah. Gurley kind of looks like they benched him a little bit or something.
Well, yeah, because the game was out of hand.
Because like, he only had 63 yards rushing and another 64 receiving.
And three touchdowns, I think.
One. But
really?
Yeah, one receiving touchdown, no rushing. Oh, no, wait. My eyes are bad. He had two rushing touchdowns.
Two rushing and receiving. One receiving. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So.
Yeah, who do you think can beat the Rams? Let's look at their schedule.
I think they will. I got a couple of ones for you. Let's read it down.
Let's open the link.
I do think they will lose, and I got a place where they're going to lose.
Well, okay, here we go. So they got the Packers next.
They will not lose that game.
They got the Saints. That's a possibility.
In New Orleans, I think they will lose there.
They got the Seahawks.
I don't think they will lose that game.
And the Chiefs.
I think they will win that game.
Lions. That's a
barn burner that you guys are going to get smacked in.
I think Kerryon Johnson's going to show Todd Gurley what a real running back is.
A real running back, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Bold.
Then we got the got the Bears,
and I think they're going to lose that game. I think they will go. I think Chicago will beat the Rams. I really do.
I see them either losing that to the Saints or the Chiefs, but after that, I think their schedule is pretty.
I think they will lose in Chicago. I'm telling you, man, Chicago. They are one of the best teams in the NFC. They're the best team in that division. Khalil Mack makes such a difference. They are so dynamic, so many weapons on offense. And I love the Bears. I am all on that Bears hype train. All on it. I don't care that they lost two straight games. I still think they're winning that division.
So what are your thoughts on Mitch Trubisky?
That's the weakness.
Yeah, it didn't look that bad last
year. He had a good game, for sure, but it's the consistency, you know? He's not consistent at all.
Sounds like he's another Rex Grossman.
So, yeah. He had consistency problems. Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, that's their weakness. If Mitch, it's kind of like they're like a mini Jaguars, except they're not as good at defense, but they're better on offense, and Trubisky's Bortles, you know?
So he's legit. He's a great quarterback, is what you're saying. Because that's what Blake Bortles is. Greatest quarterback ever. When you texted me yesterday that they benched him, I'm like, you can't bench greatness.
Yeah.
You just can't. I think it's insulting that they benched Blake Bortles. But anyway, another local game. Redskins, Cowboys. Cowboys lose off a field goal that banged off the upright.
Yeah.
Redskins are now 4-2, alone in the NFC North. Or is it the NFC East?
NFC East.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, NFC East.
Great win for Washington. I mean, I think they're in the driver's seat now. They should win that division. I think they have no excuses not to win the division this year. They have the talent to do it. I like Alex Smith. He's a very good quarterback. They should pull it off. I think they will. I think I'm sorry, Cowboys. I tried hanging on to you guys for long, but after that one, with the Redskins now potentially having a tiebreaker advantage, gotta go with the Redskins, man.
Cowboys,
they're playing well. They're playing really well.
Cowboys are 0-4 away.
Yeah, so, and they're 3-0 at
Jerry World. 3-0 at home, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to get done. Yeah, got to win some road games in this league if you want to do well. 0-4 on the road will absolutely not get it done.
Adrian Peterson, 99 yards rushing. He's been pretty – it seems like he's not going to get back to, like, 2012 level where he was just dominating. But he's definitely putting up numbers for a guy his age. Because he's, what, 33?
Yeah, I think so. He's in his low 30s, for sure.
Let's look at his age. Adrian Peterson is 33. Yeah. On the money, man.
There you go.
I mean, then you look at, like, Frank Gore, who is just...
Right.
I mean, I give the man some credit. The man is 35 and still hanging it in there. That's that's an accomplishment on its own. But he's not... It's been, like, 5-6 years since he's done anything that impressive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So then the Monday night game, did you even bother? I watched a little bit of it, but it was pretty much one-sided. The Sunday night game, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I watched some of it, but yeah, like you said, once it got out of hand, you kind of – Cincinnati's just not made for prime time. I think they're going to regress in our division, and I think Pittsburgh is looking good right now to clinch another division title for Kansas City. Yeah, I keep winning to hold off those Chargers, because if not, you're going to see a Chargers host a playoff game in a 28,000-seat stadium where no one will come out and support them.
That's my dream, man. I want to see that. It's an all-time dream of mine, just to see a like half-empty playoff game. I mean, when have you seen that?
Yeah.
No, it won't be half-empty. It'll be like
28,000 fans of the
whoever they're playing for the wild card.
Right.
All right, so now let's move on to college. What do you want me to talk about my frustration or your frustration? You want to talk about your frustration?
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not really.
I was texting you.
I'm
you
not
got those
really,
texts?
I'll be honest, I didn't watch much of the game, to be honest with you.
It was Purdue?
But I
Purdue?
Went back
Question mark?
And did
Question
my
mark?
Research. Yeah. I know.
I was like sending
I'm not
it every
really
time
too
they
worried
scored.
About the Buckeyes. Everyone's making out like, oh, they're in trouble. Oh, this loss is going to kill their season. No, it's not going to kill their season. You're telling me if we win out the rest of the way, we're not going to be a top four team?
It happened. Once again, you look at 2014, you guys got your butts kicked at home by Virginia Tech.
Right.
Virginia Tech sucked that year.
If we win out, we're going to be fine. And I think we will win out. I mean, obviously we had a rough one. Purdue's, and I might get lectured for this from you, Purdue's actually been playing some good football lately.
They're 4-3.
They've won four straight. They start 0-3, and they've completely turned their program around. Jeff Brohm is one heck of a coach, too. Purdue's not like a Rutgers. Purdue's a decent football team. So Ohio State didn't lose to, like, a complete nobody. Purdue, obviously, it's going to drop them down, and it did drop them down, deservedly so. But
where you guys
where they drop them down is ridiculous. We're 11th, which is absurd. You cannot read the top 10 teams right now, and I'm going to tell you, not who we're better than, but who should be ranked higher. Alabama, I'm fine with Alabama being ranked higher. Clemson, I'm fine with. Notre Dame, I'm fine with. LSU, I'm fine with. Every other one, we're better than.
Oklahoma?
Yes, we're better than Oklahoma.
Central Florida?
Absolutely.
Defending
Absolutely.
National champions?
Absolutely. Georgia, we're better than Georgia. Michigan, I'm fine. Actually, I'm fine with Michigan being ahead of us. That one I have no issue with. Every other one, because they haven't lost a conference game. So they can be fine. I'm fine with Michigan being ahead of us. Every other one, it's wrong. It's just flat out wrong. Texas and Florida are ahead of us. You cannot tell me we're a worse football team than Texas and Florida. No way. That's just wrong. And it's just hate. It's just the hate spreading out. That's all right. It's all right, because once we run the table and win a Big Ten and then win that natty championship, we'll see what all y'all haters got to say.
It's abuse, what you guys are suffering, right?
Yeah.
It's abusive.
Abuse from the media.
The media is – you are in an abusive relationship with the media.
Don't worry.
Everybody just seems –
We don't need no media. We don't need no one. We all we need. Once we run the table and win that natty championship – that's all I got to say.
You're suffering that abuse, and then the NCAA is like, well, I don't see anything, you know? It reminds me of something, but I just can't put my head on it. What is it?
Hey, all I got to say is once we run that table and win the Natty Championship, all y'all who are like, oh, Ohio State has so many issues. How did they lose by 29 points to Purdue? Once we win the Natty, I want to hear all those same people say we had the same issues. Now we can talk about your Sparties.
All right, let's talk about the Sparties. Ugh, I watched this game because I had the day off on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The defense, I'm still solid on. They played their asses off. There was a stretch in the third quarter when four straight drives, Michigan had the ball like inside mid, less than half a football field to go. Each time the defense stopped them, made them punt, and they took a field goal and they blocked it. The defense, I'm still solid on. Brian Lewerke looked. Let's talk. 5 of 25 for 66 yards. We finally benched him. Brought in Rocky Lombardi. I'm done with Lewerke. This is it. This is it. There were throw. I know Michigan's got a fantastic defense, and all the credit to Michigan. Last year, I rode on them because like they didn't beat anybody worthwhile. They were the worst 8-5 team I've ever seen. This year, they're legit. They're beating the good teams. They're 7-1. They kicked our ass. Like, they're a legit team. The Spartans they remind me of the 2012 team. 2012, we had a great defense, but that offense sucked. Do you remember Andrew Maxwell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're lying, because nobody remembers Andrew Maxwell because he was a terrible quarterback.
I do remember Andrew Maxwell.
You're lying. And it's not funny either. But this reminds me of that team.
I know my Big Ten guys.
We got a great defense, but the offense is terrible. 23 rushes, 15 yards.
So you're saying you should have done better rushing the football?
Yeah. It's our, once again, our
offense. How dare you say that? They tried their hardest, man. They tried their hardest.
Why?
Brian Lewerke did his very best.
Four rushes for negative 11 yards for Brian Lewerke. He probably got sacked. I won't go too much on that, but the Michigan Wolverines defense is one of the best in the country. I think our defense isn't quite as good. I would say, yeah, but our defense is very, very good. Well, again, it's 21-7. If their defense was like middle of the pack, it'd be like 35-0.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the game would have been. The defense kept us in that game. And honestly, like you look at that first touchdown they got in the first half, they were able to keep that drive going because on this third down, there was this ball that just got deflected way up in the air because one of our corners couldn't catch it, and just one of the guys just got a lucky catch, and that kept the drive going. Yeah. The defense, once again, did their best, but the offense looks terrible. I mean, 5 of 25 for 66 yards. I get it. It's the Michigan defense, but I'm done with Lewerke. I know last week I was like, I had faith in him all along because he beat Penn State, but this is it for me. Go with Rocky Lombardi, but Lewerke has – I'm surprised at this team, though, because they were 10-3 last year. Lewerke had a decent season. I was really expecting a lot from this team this year. I thought they were going to compete. They could compete with Ohio State and Michigan, and they probably will be lucky to make a bowl game. Like we could probably beat Rutgers, maybe pull off a win. I forget who else we play, but like 6-6, 7-5 is our window, and that's incredibly disappointing.
Yeah, 2-2 in conference, 4-3 overall.
I mean, even like Rutgers, I haven't been impressed by anything we've done.
You're gonna see them play the Terps.
Yep. Terps, they don't play the Terps
next week. They play Purdue, that's a barn burner.
Yeah,
Purdue's very good. I'm warning you.
I'm not joking because
I'm
looking at their schedule. I mean, we got Maryland, we got you guys, we got Nebraska, we got Rutgers. We might be able to beat Rutgers and Nebraska. We sure as hell ain't gonna beat Ohio State. And then we got Purdue and Maryland. And Maryland's no push. Those two teams aren't pushovers. So I'm saying we'd be lucky to go 6-6. Any other college football games going on?
I think that Ohio State was the big one. Not really too many upsets around. No. Oklahoma destroyed TCU. Cincinnati ruined our chances of maybe another potential UCF. They lost for the first time.
Yeah, but UCF is still undefeated.
NC State, that obviously.
I had them, they had the upset, and then that didn't work out at all.
Penn State squeaked one out. Jeez, versus Indiana. And USF over UConn barely squeaked one out. That's another undefeated. And Washington State proved they're legit.
Oh, USF is undefeated?
Yep.
Charlie Strong?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
So.
All right, now we are going into baseball.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Dodgers, Red Sox, World Series. Because everyone wants to see the Red Sox in the World Series again. I'm going to be honest, I can't stand the Red Sox. I don't really care about the Dodgers. I was going to watch it if the Brewers got in.
Yeah, same here.
I'm not even going to watch the World Series. I hate the Red Sox with the passion. I'm sick of their fan base. I'm sick of their arrogance. I'm sick of every time I go to Camden Yards, I see assholes in Reds. I'm not even going to cut that out, by the way. I'm sick of seeing them in Red Sox hats, and it's not even a freaking Red Sox game. It's like Orioles Tigers, and I'm seeing like a bunch of people wearing Red Sox hats. Like, get the hell out of here. This isn't your game.
Yeah.
I can't stand their fan base.
You know, everything you just said is how I feel about the Dodgers and just LA.
Yeah.
I hate LA.
I hate them more if they've won a World Series in the last 30 years.
I hate
years.
LA. I just hate LA. I'm going to be rooting for the Red Sox, believe it or not. I'm going to be rooting for them.
I love J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, former Tiger, man.
Former Tiger, man. I've had faith in that man. I was sad to see him go, but I'm still not rooting for the Red Sox. They've got enough World Series. I'm sick of people like Bill Simmons telling us how unique it is being a Boston fan. Like, you know, do foul things to your body. So, yeah, I'm not watching this World Series. Are you?
You caught yourself there. I will probably have it tuned in. I wouldn't say I'm not gonna watch every pitch. Let's just say that. like I do usually. It's going to be a good game. I mean, good series, I should say. I think Boston will win it. I think that's just their year. And I pray they win it because I can't stand Los Angeles. And they don't deserve to win anything.
Yep. So.
How about a tie?
How about that for a MLB recap?
Who do you got winning?
I'm going to go Dodgers.
Dodgers, yeah. And how many? How many games?
I'll say 6 games. Why not?
Okay. And I will go Red Sox in 7.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about the MLB? I know you had the Astros winning the World Series. That didn't work out so well.
Yeah, because they cheated, by the way, if you saw
that.
Oh,
yeah, I heard about that. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
Because they're cheaters. And
you
know, going
to face any repercussions for that?
Nope, because Rob Manfred is soft. Rob Manfred has Hugh in him, the softness that comes along with being powerful. It sucks.
How long have they been doing that? Has there been a timetable for how long that scandal's been going on?
They said they did it for the 4 playoff games in which they won, and as soon as they stopped it, they lost all 4 games. So, because they cheated, like I thought, my Indians, who were legit and should be in the Fall Classic, but because we had to play cheaters who cheated, we didn't win. If they didn't cheat, we'd be the team playing the Dodgers, and we would be the ones winning the World Series, and I truly believe that.
So the question I have to ask, they've only found it going on this year? What about last year when they won the series? That's my first question to ask. Like, what about last year?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. It's a very good question, to be honest with you. Ironic how once they catch them, they lose 4 straight. It's pretty ironic, you know?
It should have been
Indians Red Sox, and we would beat the Red Sox, and then we would beat the Dodgers, and then, like I would have said, my prediction would have been right, as it usually is.
You wouldn't have lost 11-3, right?
Yeah, we would have won 11-3. How about that?
All right, catch me outside. How about that? Dropping memes over here. Did you know that one of the most famous moments in postseason history was sign stealing, the shot heard around the world, Bobby Thompson. All right. All right. What else can we talk about? We got a little bit of time. Oh, my Pistons are 2-0.
Yeah.
Dwayne Casey. Did you see Drummond hit a 3 and not some miracle half-court shot or like some, the shot clock is going off, got to heave something up? He stepped back, had all this wide open space, got his form, took the shot, and drilled it.
Good
it was
for
a
him.
Beautiful thing. And my like Cavs, everybody on the bench was just going like, what?
My Cavs wet the bed last night. And very disappointing fashion, getting blown out. Now we're 0-3. But like I said, I still believe in this team. I think we just had a rough day at the office. We played Toronto and Minnesota, 2 teams who are going to be playoff teams. I'm going to put an asterisk next to Minnesota. If they trade Jimmy Butler, they will not be. But as of now, they are. But 2 very good teams, and we played them super duper close, and then we just come home versus the Hawks and wet the bed. So that was a rough one. We play Brooklyn Wednesday night, and then we play your Pistons on a back-to-back Thursday. I think we will win both those games and get to a 2-3
record. We are shooting much better. Blake Griffin is hitting threes. Did you see the three he hit against
the
Bulls?
Blake Griffin's a good player.
Blake Griffin's playing good. I'm tired of Reggie Jackson.
Ish Smith. With the game-winning layup.
Ish. I've always liked Ish. I'm tired of Reggie Jackson, though. I'm tired of his hero ball crap. You see, it was the first game. He's playing against the Nets. We're tied. He chews up the whole shot clock, doesn't pass it. He thinks he can, make a move on the guy. He puts up this terrible shot. It bricks. I'm tired of him. And then the next game, we got a 3-point lead, less than a minute to go. What does he do? The minute the guy gets across half court, he fouls him. And it was in the guy we were in. They were in the bonus. Why do you do that?
Yeah.
They cut it down to 1. We get a layup. Then the next time they come back, they hit a 3, tie it up.
Levine.
Luckily, Ish Smith came back, got a layup, and we won the game. But yeah, the one thing I thought was hilarious, the first game, I think it was Glenn Robinson. It was the last shot of the game. We were up by 3. He was supposed to foul the guy. He didn't. The guy got up the shot. Luckily, he bricked it. But even after the game, Blake Griffin was pissed off. He was going right to him like, what are you doing? That was not the play we called. And Glenn's like, I won the game. What's the big deal? That cracked me up.
I love that leadership, though,
yeah,
by Blake. I think that was very smart.
Drummond can be a very lethal combo. Their defense is very soft, though. Drummond's been getting in foul trouble. He fouled out the first game, he was within one foul of getting fouled out. That's causing him to basically not do anything on defense because he doesn't want to foul out. They got to work on the defense, but, you know, it's early. They're 2-0. I'm not getting too angry. I want to talk a tad bit about NHL or want to go into pick-ems?
Sure. I mean, whatever you. I mean, NHL.
Anything you want to say?
Red Wings actually got a win.
We got a win.
Congratulations. Yeah,
we're now only 1-7 this year.
Jackets. How about your Jackets? Not doing too well. Lost to the Hawks.
Are you?
500.
Wow. I'm looking at it. The Hurricanes are top of the division.
Carolina's legit.
Yeah.
We're just. Jackets 4-1 loss on Saturday.
You're 4-3. You're not that bad.
Yeah, but it's way too early, man. I'm not
500 gets you into the playoffs in the NHL.
That is true, but that gets you a low seed, and we've seen that story before with the Jackets. I'm not really sold on them until they win a playoff series at this point. They haven't won a single playoff series in their franchise history. I'm not gonna buy in until they win a playoff series.
Detroit Red Wings, 1-7. Are we tanking it this year so we can get Stevie Y back? I know what I'm going to say. What do you think?
They should be tanking. I agree. Be tanking away.
I'm totally for the tanking.
I mean, they got nothing. They have no one. By the way, that arena is packed.
They don't call us Hockey Town for nothing. Because what's a good Hockey Town when you have like half full seats? I don't even remember this era, but do you remember? You know what the Dead Wings era was?
No.
Okay, so the Red Wings era, you had the 30s when they were this young expansion team, got a couple cups. Then the 40s and 50s, you had the Gordie Howe era. You know the production line: Sid Abel, Gordie Howe, Ted Lindsay, you had Terry Sawchuk on goal. The dynasty era. That's when they won like 4 or 5 cups in like 7-8 years. They were great. In the 60s, they were okay. They had Alex Delvecchio, a couple other guys, but they didn't win a title. Then, like, late 60s through, like, the mid-80s, they were awful. The Olympia, which is before they went to the Joe, they weren't – same thing like this. Nobody was going up to the games. There was nobody worth watching during that time. They made the playoffs, like, once in, like, 20 years. Yeah, they were pretty terrible during that era. Then, like, we got Stevie Y in 83 – then he has a couple good rookie years. Then the late 80s is when things start to change.
Mm.
Then the 90s, we get really good. Early 90s, we get really good. And then the late 90s, we finally break, after struggling a lot in postseason, we finally break through, win cups. And you know the rest. I'm not going to bore you. I think the Dead Wings era is here. That's my point. It is definitely here. We are 1-7.
I think they're the worst team in hockey.
They are the worst team in hockey. Ken Holland, I keep saying this, he needs to go. Tank so we can get Stevie. I haven't heard anything new. I'm not sure because Stevie's still a part of the Lightning organization, right?
Is he?
Yeah, he's still like the advisor role.
Yeah, maybe.
The thing is, he's on contract for that for a year, so it's nothing but speculation. He's not said anything about whether he wants to stay or whether he wants to go to Detroit. But we need something because this team is dead as a doornail. they're boring as hell to watch. I haven't really watched the Red Wings with any interest in like the last 3-4 years just because they've been awful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's depressing because if you go to my house, I've got like Datsuk bobbleheads. I got a red old vintage CCM Steve Yzerman jersey.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. I got these vintage collectible cups from the 2001-02 season. I've got a bunch of stuff. And just watching this team right now is just depressing. It's like watching like this middle-aged guy, like in his 50s, with like he's got like this heavy metal shirt, beer gut hanging out. The dude was like the life of the party in high school, maybe even in college. Everybody was awesome. He was the coolest dude ever. You just look at him now; he's trying to relive his glory days. That's what the Red Wings remind me of right now.
Yeah, they're a mess. It's the bottom line. They're a mess. Not issues over there.
enough about depression.
College basketball also just released their first poll. So that'll start up relatively soon.
Yeah, that's still like, what, mid-November?
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing exhibition games like in a week, but
They had Duke's doing some exhibition games right now.
Okay. Now,
they might have inter-squad scrimmage. I'm not sure. They had something on
going. Let us get ready. Now it's time for pick'ems. A little bit of an update for the pick'ems. I got all but one of my picks right last week. Mm-hmm. Sebastian, you were 3, 4, 5, 6. You were 6-3 last week, so you weren't that bad. We're still waiting on the Monday night game because we record this Monday afternoon.
Right.
Matt really bombed. He got 1, 2. He was 4-6, I believe.
Ugh, Matt, come on, Matt.
And Ryan Record, all but one wrong. He's not with us today, but yeah.
So both you and Ryan 8-1.
Yeah. So the updated records. No pun intended. I am 34-27-1. Sebastian, you are 37-18-1. Ryan is 21-11-1, and Matt is 31-27-1. So we're all not doing so bad. We're all winning teams.
Yeah.
So
me
without
and Ryan
further,
on top, you and Alex kind of are you and Matt, I should say.
We're in the middle. We're within firing distance, you know?
How's Ponyo going?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to really kick my ass on that one. I'm going to hate that movie so much. Anyway, let me find a writing surface here. All right, this will be my writing surface.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Ryan
so,
will not have.
First one, Georgia, Florida.
Where's that game being played?
Florida.
Give me Georgia.
That's what I'm doing as well.
Matt give you his picks yet or no?
No, he hasn't. I just texted him like an hour ago because I forgot to text him. Iowa, Penn State.
At State College, right?
Yeah.
Give me Penn State.
I'm going to go Penn State. I'm going to go Iowa.
Okay.
Penn State lost 2 in a row, and they just barely beat Indiana. I think they're falling apart. Local game, that's why I'm doing this, Illinois, Maryland.
Ugh. Maryland, ugh.
My thoughts exactly. Those are Matt's rules. I can't change them. I got to be.
Yeah.
Washington.
Taking Maryland, too.
Yeah. Washington State, Stanford. Sorry about that.
At Stanford?
Yeah.
Give me the Cardinal.
I'm going Washington State. Then Miami in Houston. Now we're in the NFL. Miami, Houston.
Is that Thursday night?
Yeah.
Houston.
I'm going Houston as well. I pretty much got unanimous so far. Just the Washington State, Stanford's different. Oh, and Iowa, Penn State. And then Baltimore, Carolina, local game.
I'm going to say Carolina.
Okay. I'm going to go Carolina as well. And then Green Bay, the Rams.
Rams.
I will go Rams as well. Man, we're almost unanimous. Two differences so far.
That's rare.
Saints, Vikings.
Saints.
I will go Saints as well. Hopefully they win so we can move up in the division. And then, once again, I have to do this because it's a Monday night game.
Oh, no.
It's not funny. New England and Buffalo.
Oh, my.
I'm just going to write it down. I know what you're going to say.
We know. So Tom Brady versus
– it's not
it's
funny.
Not funny.
All right.
Oh, God.
Well, on that note,
such a horrible game.
On that note,
man,
come on,
Derek Anderson. It's not funny.
Yeah. On that note, we will wrap up Benchwarmers Redemption. I have been Alex Baker.
I'm Sebastian Merrick.
And I'm Alex Baker saying, it's not funny.